Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jackie's Quilting Chronicles, episode number 18. Thank you for joining me today. Today is going to be a slightly interesting day. I'm actually trying out a new microphone that I purchased. Supposedly has better sound quality, so I would love to hear from all of you to let me know if I actually sound better. I don't know if it makes me sound more intelligent, though, but I would love to hear from you if it's soft or if it's too loud. It would really be kind of great to know. Anyway, so on to the podcast today. Today, I'm going to talk about Quilt Market. I'm sure many of you have heard about Quilt Market. It is the trade show for the quilting industry that is held twice per year. In the springtime, it moves around to different venues throughout the country. It's been held in places such as Pittsburgh, Salt Lake City, Minnesota, Atlantic City, California. It's been held in multiple places in the springtime. It's a little bit smaller in the spring. Although I've never been, I have been told in the springtime it is smaller. And then every fall at the end of October, it is held in Houston at the convention center in downtown Houston. And it is absolutely huge. Now, I have been going to Quilt Market in the fall every year, I think since about 2003. And I truly have a great time. And actually, it's been getting better for me every year. Since I began blogging in 2007, I have met so many new quilters through blogging and have actually got to meet them face-to-face in Houston. And this time around is going to be no different for me. I will be seeing a lot of new bloggers, meeting up with people that I haven't yet met with. I've met with them online or via email or telephone. So it'll be a lot of fun for me. It'll be kind of like a homecoming of sorts. But anyway, I thought you might like to hear a little bit about what happens at Quilt Market since it's not open to the public. The public show which follows Quilt Market is called International Quilt Festival, which is held also in the springtime and the fall. And it's in the fall again, it's in Houston, and it starts right after Quilt Market, where they start giving classes, and you can actually go take classes from some wonderful nationally and internationally known teachers, learn a lot of new techniques and things, and also get to go down and see the massive amounts of vendors on the floor as well as quilts. So if you don't have an opportunity to go to Quilt Market, or you don't go to Quilt Market because you're not in the industry, Quilt Festival is a fabulous venue to try out as well. So on to Quilt Market. So I get there. My friend and I have been going together now for the past few years. And we usually come in on a Thursday. The floor of Quilt Market actually doesn't open up until Saturday. So we get there on a Thursday, and we make sure that we get all registered and checked in, and we meet up with any people that we have scheduled to see, which is kind of fun. It's kind of like a down day and a little bit because you've got the flight and all. But then on Friday, we actually can take some classes that are offered. The one that I really look forward to, and it's not really one class, it's a series of many classes, and it's kind of almost like speed dating, if you've ever seen that on TV, where, you know, the people go from one table to another and kind of meet with each other. But it's called Schoolhouse, and I love Schoolhouse because it's little snippets of time. They usually range anywhere from 15 minutes to 30 minutes in time. And you get to choose throughout the day. It starts, I believe, at 10 in the morning. And it goes until, I think, 6. And they offer a variety of classes, or little lectures, I should say, within each time slot. And so there might be, you know, 15 to choose from in one time slot. So when you start at 10, there might be 15 different classes that you can choose from at that time period. And what they suggest that you do is you go get the booklet long before 10 o'clock. I think they put them out maybe 8 or 8:30 in the morning. You go get the booklet and you go through each time slot and look at each class, see which ones you want to go to, and kind of map out the rooms that you'll be going in and out of. So, because it actually can get quite crowded and quite hectic, going from room to room, from lecturer to lecturer. So it's nice to have it all mapped out beforehand. And so this way you have your rooms, your room numbers set aside and your classes set aside, and you can change at any time during it. You're not registering for the classes. You're just saying, this is the class I want to go to. So the classes can be overwhelmingly full and there's standing room only, people sitting on the floor sometimes, or there's plenty of room. So it depends on what everybody's looking to see. And basically when you go into these classes, they're oftentimes given by pattern designers or fabric designers or fabric companies. And they're showing you the new trends, the new designs, the new patterns. So if you as a shop owner or a business person are looking for one particular thing, like say, for instance, you're looking to purchase more batiks. And there is a little mini seminar from one of the companies like Hoffman on batiks. And about their new lines or possibly about a new program, a block of the month program. You may say, well, I want to go to this program for sure. And you mark it off and you make sure you attend in that room. Very popular ones, they usually have double or triple the space. Like last year, Kay Fassett had a ton of new fabrics, which he always does. He has come out at every market, usually spring and fall. But the room that they had him and Brandon Mabley in was quite big and it was full. And that was a seminar, I think it lasted for about a half an hour. So I tried to get real close to the front because I wanted to see those fabrics and the quilts up close and personal and take lots of pictures. And a lot of those fabrics ended up in my online shop, which I constantly am getting new fabrics of his. So they kind of vary. They don't, you know, it could be pattern designer. Another popular one is Marty Michelle. She always has something like a new block of the month coming out. She actually was the one who started the whole Schoolhouse series, which is kind of interesting. And it actually is a great way to take in a ton of information in a really short amount of time. You're kind of exhausted at the end of the day, but it's a whole lot of fun. You do get a lunch break, and most people sign up for the box lunches, of course, unless you have, you know, any dietary restrictions. But if you find out that you are just pooped by 3 o'clock and you just can't finish out the day, you can stop, because you're not pre-registered really for any of those classes. So they don't take attendance or anything of that nature. And oftentimes in these seminars, they do little giveaways too, which is a great incentive for the designer or company to get you to come and listen to their product or demo. So it's really, really fun. And then later on that same day on Friday, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it and seen about it on the blogs, they have Sample Spree. And that is a madhouse. I cannot tell you, but it is loads and loads of fun. People, right, you have to pre-register for it so they know how many people are coming. And the manufacturers, fabric manufacturers and the pattern designers, they all have tables set up in this big auditorium room, and people start lining up. The doors don't open till 8, But people start lining up as early as like 5 and 5:30 to get in there early because they open the doors and they just kind of let you in. It's like a flood of people. But the reason why people want to get in there early is because these companies, the fabric designers, the fabric companies and pattern designers, they put out their newest items for sale at Sample Spree so that the shops can actually go home immediately with something either to sell or to make a sample up with, so that you, the consumer, will get to see things firsthand before the fabric actually arrives, because the shops or the companies that purchase the fabric that's purchased at Quilt Market usually takes, depending on when the fabric's being released, it could take anywhere from a few weeks to a few months to actually get in. So this gives, when you go to Sample Spree, it actually gives those shops a little leeway to make up a shop sample or a pattern of some sort. So it's kind of fun, but it is really a madhouse. One of the booths that is extremely crowded and you kind of have to just fight your way in is the Moda booth. Obviously, Moda always comes out with tons of new fabric lines, and they have the fat quarter bundles and the jelly rolls and the layer cakes and all for sale in their booth of the new lines, so that shop owners can be prepared for when those lines arrive in their shop. They can make samples out of them way ahead of time. So it's kind of cool. And the other fabric companies do the same things. And also the thread companies are there. And the pattern designers, they want you to make up pattern samples in their patterns as well. So it's kind of a fun night. And you walk out of there exhausted, and you have to carry all your stuff out. They don't allow like wheeled trolleys or suitcases or anything in that like that in there. So you've got things hanging off your shoulders and stuff, and then you got to get it all back to your hotel. So it's kind of crazy, but fun. And I usually pack like an extra duffel kind of bag in my regular suitcase so that I can. Makes it easier for me to get it home on the plane, obviously, but some people ship it out in a box. They have a shipping service there, which they can do as well, but it can get kind of heavy and kind of expensive depending on where you're shipping it to. So that's the first day of market, which is really fabulous and fun, and you're tired and, but you're exhilarated all at the same time. So anyway, on to the second day. Second day is Saturday, and that's when the market floor opens. And that is just fabulous. You know, I can't tell you, it's hard to tell you or to describe about how big it actually is. So I'm going to try my best. The floor of the market itself, where the companies, all the companies, pattern designers, fabric designers have their booths, is absolutely massive. I want to say there's got to be 800 different vendors there. And the fabric companies you usually have to make an appointment with to sit down and see what the new lines are to order the fabrics from. So most people have scheduled appointments. The other booths, you'll see things ranging from website designers for quilters to pattern designers to beads and baubles, embellishments, templates, batting, furniture, sewing machines, quilting machines. You see it all there. Anything that you can do as a quilter or anything that you would want as a quilter is there for the quilt shops to look at and to purchase for you, the consumer. So I usually approach Quilt Market, interestingly enough, in a more organized fashion. I do have my appointments with the fabric companies, but I start off by going in, and I start off in row 100, and I work my way up. I go up and down each aisle, looking at all the different new things that are out. If there's something of interest that I see, I will take a brochure, or I'll mark it off that I want to come back and see a particular thing or a particular item. And I usually don't place any orders right off the bat because I want to see what's out there. But it takes a good day and a half really to get through the whole floor, depending on how focused you are and if you're looking for particular things. If you know that you don't want to look at sewing machines, you just kind of walk by that stuff. So that could make your trip a little quicker. But if you have specific things in mind and you stop in the booth and you start talking to the owners about their product, you may be there a little longer. So depending on how quickly you go through, I mean, it could take you anywhere from a day and a half to almost 2 full days to get through the floor. Plus, not to mention the fact the appointments with the fabric companies, they can take a while, depending on what your focus is and what kind of fabric your customers are looking for in the shop. So that's kind of how I tackle it. And obviously, I do take breaks. If it's a nice day, I do go out. There's a beautiful little park now that you didn't used to be there, across from the convention center, that my friend and I go over to. It has these wonderful sweet potato fries. So if I can get over there, I like to go have some of those for lunch with like a chicken salad or a chicken sandwich or something like that. So it's nice to kind of get out if you can. Although they do have food there that you can eat. There's like a little food court right inside the convention center. So that's kind of nice. And we stay at the hotel that's actually attached to the convention center, so it makes it a little easier. So if we want to go back to the room and take a break, put our feet up, very easy to do so. And after we've made it through all the booths, we treat ourselves. We can go see the exhibit of quilts is there. They are up and ready for Quilt Festival, which follows, which again, as I mentioned, Quilt Festival is what is open to the public. And of course, we love to see the display of quilts. And I cannot tell you, these quilts go, I think, sometimes just unmatched by any other quilt show. They are gorgeous. I think that the women who put their quilts in these shows have some extreme talent and design capabilities. They are phenomenal. So if you ever get the opportunity to go to Quilt Festival, please, definitely go. I think just seeing the quilts themselves is amazing. It's an amazing experience. And usually by the time we get to the quilts, it's usually on a Sunday and at the end of the day, and we're really tired and we have to kind of whiz through it, which kind of disappoints me a little bit. But because we head out on a Monday, we usually head out early to come back home because we have to, obviously, we have families that we have to tend to. But 1 year I'd like to stay through to Quilt Festival. That would be kind of fun. Anyway, so that's a little insight into Quilt Market. I will be, and I can tell you this, I will be posting pictures of Quilt Market when I return on my blog. Now, Quilt Market runs from October 29th through November 1st. So you won't see anything on my blog until after that. But I will have pictures and I will have probably several posts, I would think, about Quilt Market, I think you'll be interested in, and they're usually fun posts. And also, to let you in on a little secret, I have several podcast interviews scheduled while I'm at Quilt Market from some very famous and inspiring quilters and quilt-related people that I think you're going to be so interested in hearing when I get back. They're fun. They're going to give you a lot more insight into the into their minds and why they're in the quilting industry. So I hope you join me for those. My first one will probably go up on November 1st, or not November 1st, but the middle of November. Like I do, most of my podcasts are in the middle of the month. So it will go up in November. So make sure you tune in to listen to my first one. I'm not going to give you any hints on who they're going to be because I just want you to be surprised. So I think you'll enjoy that. And that's something special that I've got scheduled for you. Anyway, well, I hope you've enjoyed this little look into the upcoming quilt market. If you have any questions, or actually, this would be kind of cool. If you have any specific things that you might like to see in my shop, how's that? Patterns or fabric or otherwise, please send me an email. You can email me at jackie@cvquiltworks.com to let me know what your thoughts are. I would really appreciate that. And I do read all the emails that I get. You can also visit me at www.cvquiltworks.com or to see what's happening with me on a more regular basis, www.cvquiltworks.blogspot.com. You can see what's happening in my quilting world then. Also, just one other little thing you might want to be aware of. This coming Monday, which is October 18th, I will be having a giveaway. And I think you're going to want to check into my blog at that point. There's going to be some fabric being given away as well as some gift certificate. So check me out on my blog on Monday, October 18th. I think you won't be disappointed. So anyway, thanks for joining me today and listening to my podcast. I hope to get some great emails from you and great suggestions. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful time quilting, and I'll see you on the flip side of Houston. Until next time, happy quilting.